Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Delays and cancellations at the airports are piling up this morning, with more than 1,700 flights in the U.S. so far canceled or delayed. Add that to the 30,000 or so since Sunday, and you'll find a frustrated Duke Drew Caniza, who's stuck at Newark International.
The added expense of a hotel room, another flight, all that stuff, I mean, it adds up.
Severe storms and now smoke from Canadian wildfires are only making things worse. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
After we've cleared out the Northeast airports a little bit today, we're going to be having some problems in the Midwest airports, in particular Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some delays at Chicago O'Hare as well later today.
Detroit, Chicago, and Minneapolis currently rank in the top five cities with the world's worst air quality. A brush fire is threatening dozens of homes in Scottsdale, Arizona. Marcia Satz lives nearby.
I'm very scared. We're in an area that is prone to fire.
Plus, parts of the South are facing another day of triple-digit temperatures. Susan Joy Hassel heads the nonprofit group Climate Communication.
Human-caused warming has made heat waves, heat domes like this, hotter, more frequent, longer-lasting, and covering larger areas. This is really important because heat is the deadliest kind of extreme weather in the United States.
It will feel like it's in the one teens in New Orleans today. Overseas, a police shooting during a traffic stop outside the French capital. CBS's Elaine Cobb reports from Paris.
There were violent protests in the Paris suburb of Nanterre overnight after a police officer shot and killed a teenager yesterday who allegedly failed to comply with an order to stop his car. Video of the incident shows a police officer pointing a gun at the 17-year-old before a shot is heard as the vehicle pulls away. The police officer is being held on homicide charges.
President Macron calls the killing inexcusable. The New York Times reports FIFA may allow rainbow armbands at the Men's World Cup in Qatar. A letter to teams could be sent out as early as today. And as Pride Month comes to a close, marriage and parenting equality are in the spotlight. Correspondent Matt Piper.
A recent survey finds nearly 4 million LGBTQ plus millennials are considering expanding their families in the coming years. But how? Dr. Asima Ahmad is an infertility specialist who co-founded Carrot Fertility, helping those in the community have children.
Over 60% of LGBTQ plus people have plans to expand their families, and 63% of them expect to use some form of assisted reproductive technology.
S&P futures down 11. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The official designation today will range from unhealthy to very unhealthy. The danger of the air quality extends to a lack of rescue options. Flight for Life was unable to fly yesterday due to poor visibility caused by the smoke from the wildfires. The air quality alert runs through tomorrow. The DNR says smoky conditions are a dynamic situation, and they could change rapidly over the next few days. An official looking piece of mail is actually another mailbox advertisement, with Walworth County leaders warning about an issue. Pete Schwaba has more.
The questionable mail being sent in Walworth County contains a return address referencing county deeds records, but it is actually coming from a home warranty company detailing potential costs in case of home issues. Officials clarify that it is an advertisement and not related to the Walworth County Deeds Office.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks. A $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
If you're searching for top-notch electrical service for your commercial or industrial property, connect with Current Electric in Wauwatosa. Current Electric offers a wide array of electrical services to clients in Milwaukee and the surrounding areas. Celebrating 40 years of energizing and illuminating lives in southeastern Wisconsin, their dedicated team of superheroes can help with everything from parking lot lighting upgrades to office and business LED conversions, EV chargers to service upgrades. Call 262-295-2815 or log on to callcurrent.com.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Whoa. Oh. They used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury.
Oh. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Calvin, let me ask you, man, what are your thoughts about police chases?
That's a tough one. I think they're largely probably a negative thing for public safety.
I think that's a good response. Because I know in the city of Milwaukee, going back now, I don't know, 6 years, five, 6 years, there was a time when then police chief Ed Flynn was opposed to police chases because he said that it endangered innocent people. And so he forbid at that time police from chasing these cars and people who were running from police because of the impact of the carnage of innocent people dying. And I tried to look up, how many people have died since they changed that law back. And I couldn't find it, but I will say, you know, last night again, two occupants of a vehicle, a 20-year-old Milwaukee female and a 28-year-old Glendale female, were pronounced dead at the scene. They were police chase. The two women were running from the police, and a driver lost control and crashed into a vacant building near 23rd Street and Hopkins Street at 1 a.m. Here's what I don't understand, man. These people, for the most part, who run from police, in many instances, what's the most that they have? Maybe some drugs in the car. Okay. So if you got some drugs in the car, okay, so you're pulled over. Whatever, you know, you're going to be charged with for having the drugs in the car, so be it, man. But for heaven's sakes, to run. And for heaven's sakes, for the police to chase you. And because in most cases, that's what this is. Somebody has a gun in the car that they shouldn't have. Somebody has some drugs in the car. Are there times when there's somebody who they're looking for who may have shot somebody? Yes, but that's the exception. That's not the rule. So we are chasing people through red lights. And it's nonstop, man. And the carnage continues to pile up. And we know, well, they're reckless driving. Oh, yeah, I know. I see it. I hate to see it. But they become even more reckless when the police start chasing and endanger innocent people's lives even more. Look, I'm not saying there's an easy solution to this. I support law enforcement. We need, within reason. But we don't need to chase people through red lights and endangering innocent people. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better solution. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? Because it just doesn't happen in Milwaukee. It happens all over the nation. Let me see. Police pit maneuvers has killed at least 30 people since 2016 in Milwaukee. And again, that's police chasing runaway cars. And innocent people being killed. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. This is something that I wonder about all the time. Like, if especially when someone flees, a policeman stopping them in a vehicle, they have their license number, the make of the vehicle. Why? I don't understand why they have, like you said, they have to go on a high speed chase with them. But, like, can't they then find them other ways?
There is no question that with today's technology, Julie, that they don't have to do what they did. And, I tell people I love the old movies, the old gangster movies in the 1940s, and where the police chase and all those kinds of things. And, man, I just love watching that stuff. But those are movies. But in real life, there's some new technology, Julie, that police have in their arsenal that can identify a license plate. And so they can shoot the license plate and tell where that plate on that vehicle is going or winds up, right? So let's say, and they don't have to be right up on it. And so they can shoot the plate. They know who that is, that plate. They know whether the car is stolen. They can check all that information out. And then when that car stops wherever it is, the police can forward information to other law enforcement, and they can catch the person on the other end. So why are we chasing? If that technology exists, and it does, why are we endangering innocent people, Julie? I don't understand that.
I know. I don't get it either. I'm not saying I know better than the police department, but it just seems like common sense. It, the same with the shooting. When they have to shoot, 10 rounds, at somebody. I don't I don't get it.
You know, you know, Julie, this is, I'm good friends with the chief of police in the city of Milwaukee. No question whatsoever. I know him well. He knows me well. I knew him before he became the chief. Good man. But, you know, in many instances, he doesn't make the policy. And the people who make the policy, you know, listen to this, Julie. Reports show that an average of 320 people are killed each year in high-speed police pursuits. And 27% of those killed are innocent bystanders. So, you know, while we're chasing, I know that the adrenaline is flowing and, you know, we got to get our man, but to what extent, to what cost? And I'm just, and I've said this for, you know, years and years and years, I don't support police chases. I don't. And the technology has improved so much that, Julie, they don't need to do it. And it's not, and it doesn't mean when you say these things that you're anti-police. But innocent people shouldn't be losing their lives because the police feel they have to get their man at all costs when this different technology exists.
Yep. And then, you know, okay, so maybe their thought is this individual is, you know, under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and now he's in a car driving and he's dangerous. But what they don't realize is when they chase him, now there's two cars that are dangerous.
Yes.
Like, they make it worse. So, yeah, I don't, instead of calling, you know, backup and saying what road, you know, which way he's going, and
they do all,
know,
of that.
Intercept him or, yeah.
You know, and yeah, and so they do all of that, and they certainly, Julie, can actually do this safer. To me, chasing is kind of barbaric, and the fact that, you know, well, we got to get our man, or, you know, these two young ladies who died last night, 20 and 28. Yeah, they shouldn't have been running. There's no question that they shouldn't have been running. You know, did they deserve to die? Whatever it was they did clearly was not worth them losing their life. And to chase, you know, people are afraid of police. And so, you know, they don't have the wisdom in many instances, Julie, to understand whatever it is we've done. It's not to the degree that we should die, right? Or that other innocent people should die. That's what courts are for.
Yeah.
Hey, Julie, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, I mean, it really is, you know, at this point. And as I said, it's not an easy decision. Since 1980, more than 5,000 bystanders have been killed during police pursuits in the U.S., according to HG.org. one of the world's largest legal resource sites, which cited a study that said police pursuits are the most dangerous activities in law enforcement. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media.
Here's your updated forecast. On the Shaw, mainly cloudy this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 80. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 61. Chance for isolated storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 89. A blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, while I was perusing different sites this morning to find out something that I thought might interest you, I came upon this in the New York Times, and it basically is sociologists, a group of sociologists who have done some research and into why some Americans buy guns. And right now, hey, Calvin, do you have any idea what percentage of Americans own guns? Off the top of your head.
I know we have, like, more guns than people, but, like, I think it's about half, maybe 50% own guns, maybe less.
It's less. It's still somewhere around 44%, and it's been around 44% for some time, even though, you know, it's growing under the epidemic, under the COVID epidemic. It certainly increased. But I'm still kind of surprised that the majority of the American people, overwhelmingly, don't own guns. 56 to 44. If you follow all of the information that's on guns and that impacts and affects our community almost on a daily basis, you would somehow think that that's flipped, that 56% of the American people own guns and 44% don't. I think it's kind of telling. Even though in some instances, I'll tell you what's pretty surprising. The growth in gun ownership in this country happens to be minority. And women who have decided to arm themselves. The percentage of the increase in minority ownership in guns is pretty telling. And the fact of women who have now decided that they want to purchase guns. And at the root of it is they say, you know, for protection. Now, when you talk about the men who own guns, and there's a large percentage of them who hunt, right, Calvin? And we know that that's what they do. And so they own their guns, and they have historically, because that's what they've been exposed to in rural areas. That's a way of life. And so those guns, in many instances, rifles, long guns, are used to hunt animals at certain times of the year. But the other aspect of it is when those guns are owned in rural, in urban areas, in urban centers. And that's a different story altogether. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And it's interesting, based on what these sociologists are beginning to understand about who's buying guns and how gun ownership makes them feel. So for a person who has bought a gun for the first time, let me use it. In 2020, while many communities were under COVID lockdown, protesters were flooding the streets, and economic uncertainty and social isolation were deepening. Americans went on a shopping spree for firearms. Now, you know, some 22 million guns were sold that year, 64% more than in 2019. So 64% more guns were bought in 2020 than 2019, 64% more. And so COVID, the fear of what? I mean, I don't understand. I lived through COVID along with others, and the fear of COVID didn't make me want to purchase a gun, but yet 64% more guns were purchased during COVID in 2020 than 2019. 22 million more guns. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We're going to try to figure it out. We'll be right back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It's another day of major delays at the airports thanks to severe storms and staffing issues. The AAA's Janet Tidwell says there's not much stranded passengers can do to get justice.
Weather is typically not covered in terms of flight refunds, waived fees, those kinds of things.
A brutal heat wave in the southeast is expected expected to spread, bringing temperatures up to 20 degrees above normal in some spots. Susan Joy Hassel with the nonprofit Climate Communication.
We're seeing a lot more of these triple digit temperatures. You know, we're seeing temperatures of 120. And, you know, there are places on Earth that are going to exceed the capacity for humans to survive.
Protests in France after police shot and killed a 17-year-old delivery driver during a traffic stop. CBS's Elaine Cobb reports from Paris.
The police officer is being held on homicide charges. French President Emmanuel Macron called for calm and said the killing of a teenager was inexcusable.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Any outdoor activity is again being cautioned with the air quality warning in effect through tomorrow.
We're expecting it, at least for the eastern part of Wisconsin, to hang out before it moves out.
Meteorologist J.J. Wood with the National Weather Service says the warning covers Waukesha, Milwaukee, and a good portion of the eastern part of the state. Air quality readings yesterday in Brookfield were registered as the worst in the world briefly yesterday. Authorities in Waukesha County are investigating a reported incident where a child was approached by a man while walking his dog. Although the details of the man's actions or his words have not been released, the case is being treated as a potential abduction attempt. The sheriff's office is seeking tips from anyone who may have witnessed the incident near Green Country Road at Oak Grove Lane, describing the man as middle-aged, white, with a tan or dark complexion. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Or our website, civicmedia.us. Or our website, civic.
I'm talking about an article that's in today's New York Times that some psychologists have kind of put together to address, you know, guns and just what's happening in the society. You know, I spoke before we went to break about in 1 year and 22 million guns were sold more, 64% increase in 2020 from 2019. More than 8 million of them went to novices who had never owned a firearm, according to the Firearm Industries Trade Association, the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Firearm homicides increased that year as well to 19,350,000 from, 14,392 in 2019. The death count from guns, including suicides, rose to 45,222 in 1 year. 45,222 deaths in 2020 from 39,702 in 2019. The number of lives lost to guns rose again in 2021 to 48,830. So try to wrap your mind around 22 million guns, an increase of 64% in 1 year from 2019 to 2020. And yet from 2019, 39,702 deaths, you know, from either suicide or people murdered, 39,702 in 2019 to 48,830 with the increase of 22 million more guns sold. So, after squashing research into gun violence for 25 years, Congress began funneling millions of dollars to federal agencies in 2021 to gather data. So who started buying guns during that increase, that period of increase? Millions of Americans who had never owned a gun purchased a firearm during the 2.5 year period that began in January 2019 before the pandemic and continued through April 2021. Of the 7.5 million people who bought their first firearm during the period, surveys found that 5.4 million had until then lived in homes without guns. The new buyers were different from the white men who have historically made up the majority of gun owners. Half were women, and nearly half were people of color. 20% were black, and 20% were Hispanic. The people who were always buying are still buying. They didn't stop, but a whole other community of folks have come in and said, said Michael Anistis, the executive director of the New Jersey Gun Violence Research Center, who was not involved in the survey. So I guess my question is, you know, why did Americans decide to, you know, especially we're talking about in the African American and Hispanic communities who decided to, for the first time, start purchasing guns. Let's go to Wiley from Racine. Good morning to you, sir. How are you? Thank you very much for the call. You say what? Are you
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Interesting topic was law enforcement and the legal process for 40, 42 years, SWAT trained, the whole deal. I love to hunt. I love the sport. However, I did a lot of things on different occasions. One thing that came up, and I can't cite the source at this moment, but it was within the last year. And this is a number you may have heard about, but for every living citizen in the United States represents 1.5 guns.
Yes.
So that is startling. When I heard that, I thought, oh my gosh. And so again, we don't talk arguments out anymore. And you know, they used to slap each other or beat each other for a terrible argument. But now they just point a gun and they pull the trigger.
So you said you're former law enforcement.
Yes.
So we're talking, you know, somewhere around 425 million guns and 350 million people. And I constantly hear people say to me that law enforcement wants an armed citizenry. As a former law enforcement officer, were you, I mean, concealed carry, did that pose a problem to you? Were you one, as a former law enforcement officer, who was happy to see people with concealed carry?
I was not, in a sense, okay? But I can define some of this, okay? Before the CCW in Wisconsin, one thing I thought was a good program by Bush Jr., where he instituted the House of Representatives 218, where officers in good standing in retirement and military in good standing were allowed to be involved with carrying concealed, in a sense where they would be such that they had less rights, however, to actually be able to classify that gun, you know, to carry. But nevertheless, it gave the officers the ability to go 50 states without having to present arms, present a certificate. So you could travel 50 states wide and have protection.
Right.
I kind of liked it because I followed my son around in baseball, and I could go around just to have it and didn't have to worry. But here's the thing. In Wisconsin, one day, all of a sudden, Walker's administration came in, and if he had his way, he would have said, just put the gun in your pocket. I, every year, have to qualify. I have to pay for my own ammunition. I have to pay for my own travel, and I have to go to a specific place to qualify that gun, the one I want to carry, and qualify it, again, at my own expense. And that has to be done each and every year. Wisconsin's certification for the general populace, now that they approve this, you get, I think you throw $35 in there, and you're good for 6 years. But there's no real showing that it's a great training program. You'll see all the signs that they're going to train you for CCW, blah, blah, blah. It makes me feel like, you know, I worked hard. I was safe. I never had a illegal homicide shoot, and I'll tell you, it bothers me. Too many guns here, and I feel very shaken for the officers around.
So, Mr. Wiley, let me ask you, because in Texas, right now, they now are saying you don't need a license to carry a gun. They think that hinders the people's rights. And in Texas, you know, and soon what happens down there is going to happen in Wisconsin with the conservative kinds of ideals and with people who are running this state. Your thoughts about saying you don't need, a license to carry a gun. It doesn't need to be registered. How is that a good thing, sir?
It's against my moral judgment and my civility and for our society. Of course, when guns, you know, everyone's going to have an illegal gun that wants to have an illegal gun. But I really think, you know, going back to the House of Representatives, to 218, maybe people could bone up on that and talk to military people who have that clearance. Talk to former law enforcement who have that clearance. The police department is doing a really nice job keeping us certified and keeping us under control. So the gun thing is, it's very scary. It's scary from the beginning to the end, and it's a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous thing to employ in your personal life, unless you have the qualifications and the proper and right training. So I'm against all that, but I love the hunting part of it. But the concealed part is really, really, really ugly.
Well, and now open carry, right? I mean, concealed, open. And I got a good friend, man, who trains people in guns, shooting, and going to the range and teaching them all the proper things and way to handle guns. But we're in a society now where, you know, it's almost like I remember having a dialogue with a guy on the air who said he feels he's a better shot than law enforcement. And I said, well, man, come on. You know, and he argued with me that, you know, he believes he's a better shot than, well, he can believe whatever it is he wants to believe. But I do know that people in law enforcement do continue training nonstop with their weapons. And I don't want, and I've said this once, I said it 1,000 times, I don't want some hero, a guy who wants to be a hero, you know, who has his gun, you know, sir, firing his weapon because he feels, you know, empowered as if he somehow takes the law into his own hands. And I know law enforcement doesn't want that.
Right. The rational, reasonable, fine officers, and there's so many of them, are agreed exactly like you say. And we have to talk with that community. I'm thinking to try to get on the Police and Fire Commission board in the local areas here, see if I can make a difference. But it's just out of control. And, you know, there's still the regulations. I mean, you have to have permits to have a silencer. You have to have a permit to have a machine gun. These are all these things that are out there, and I've had all that over the years of special weapons and training. But, my gosh, it doesn't. The bullets got to stop flying through the air. They have to stop flying through the air.
Sir, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Call anytime. Thank you for listening. Let somebody know about us. Really appreciate your perspective on things. So that's a former law enforcement officer. And I know that many people in this listening audience, you know, who are pro-gun proponents. And I said all the time, I'm not opposed to anybody and their rights to own guns. But even my good friend who trains people in those things has clearly said to me that everybody doesn't need a gun, man. Everybody is not qualified to handle a gun. They don't know. There is no law right now, as far as I know, that says these people have to have training or continue training. They purchase a firearm. And as I stated before, half of the murders half of the people that die from guns in our society, from suicide. And so when people buy these guns, you know, Maybe at some point in time they need to be forced to see some kind of a video that gets them to understand that almost 1 in 2 people who are killed from guns in this society are suicide. 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you? You're tuned into your Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure, organic, and wild-crafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government
is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 80. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 61. Chance for isolated storms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. A blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. I can't believe how fast time flies now. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about an article in today's New York Times where psychologists are trying to understand why, you know, so many Americans, you know, are buying guns. And again, 56% of Americans don't own guns. Only 44% do, and yet there's 430 or so million guns, which tells you a handful of people own the majority of the guns in the country. And so for me, as for me, I don't own a gun. I'll go to my grave not owning one. But I will say to you, it's your thing. Do what you want to do, you know. But I, you know, have not been around guns. My dad didn't have guns. My sons, and they're in their 40s, and my youngest in his late 30s, they don't own guns because we've never been around them. And there's a lot of Americans, clearly, with 56% being the majority, they're kind of the same way. So we don't have to give in, you know. Well, you know, I'm afraid. So, you know, I'm afraid I have to have the gun because I'm afraid. Well, you know, I live in the same world as others, but I can't live my life being afraid. And I do know that if I was a woman in today's society, I could understand if there's a woman who feels that way. Yeah, speaking of that, is one of my good friends, Miss Luann Bird from Hell's Corners. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you? Thank you very much for the call.
Oh, good. Good morning, Earl. I just I was listening before and then had a phone call and now I dialed back in, but talking about guns, we have to challenge our own fatalistic attitude that we can't do anything about them. And tonight I'm hosting an event in my own backyard with a young man named Tyler Kelly, who has been working for 6 years. He's a sophomore in college, but he's been working for a long time with all these, there's a lot of people working on this to get rid of, you know, to get the right kind of gun controls. We're not at all out to take guns away from law-abiding citizens, but these, you know, we aren't aware sometimes of what we're doing to our kids by not addressing gun control issues. So tonight I'm holding an event. I'll tell you what was life-changing for me. It was when just a short 6 weeks ago or so, my nephew took his life with a handgun, and then it became personal. It became personal, and it was a gun he shouldn't have had. His grown girls, tried to get the gun away, and his ex-wife and they had it away from him because they were worried. Now, this was a years-long process, not incident, by the way. And then, you know, so they get the gun away, and then he filed a complaint with the police department, and they had to give it back because we don't have those red flag laws right now. And the reason I share that story with you is, you know, I had already been involved, Earl, on gun issues and meeting with Bob Donovan around gun issues, things that we can do to save lives. And the, you know, I hope your listeners realize that more of us have to speak up. More of us just have to pick up that phone and call, because everything you're talking about, and, you know, we can change it. We just have to challenge our own fatalistic attitudes that, oh, we can't get all these guns away. Or what I've learned sharing my story is how many people say to me, he would have found another way. Is that an excuse to not take guns away from people that could harm themselves or others? I hear too many people say that, and that's an excuse, right?
You know, Luann, when people fight for disabled people, mentally disabled people, mm-hmm. that they have a right to own a gun, then you realize just how crazy, excuse me, many people, gun right advocate people are. Well, so because somebody's mentally ill, you're taking away their Second Amendment right to own a gun. So we're opposed to that. You know, mentally ill people still have a Second Amendment right. It's just insanity. And so that's the things, those are the kind of things that we're up against, as you stated, that we've got to fight. And if 56% of the American people don't own guns, I've said this once, I've said it 1,000 times, why are we losing the argument? We're the majority. In this society, the majority rules. So the majority should be able to, even though the NRA and the guns rights people and all that have some power, shouldn't the majority of the people have more power?
I agree with you. And that is one of the reasons, that I stay in touch with my legislators, because that's how government works. You know, I need to get in there and talk to Bob Donovan. You're right. We're not representative yet. And so we're getting there. You know, the good news is we're getting there. And I'm happy to tell you that Bob Donovan has I think he's already signed on to the Extreme Risk Protection Act, which Republicans just don't support.
So, Luann, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much. How's your husband?
Hey, he's really good. Thank you for asking.
Well,
he's out there, you know, causing trouble with me.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Keep doing the good work that you do.
Thanks
for calling. Thanks for listening. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Look out for the air, and see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.